1,000 sketches in 1,000 days. Day 988. Sketch 1,183.
Chancer. Hey. Sketch, innit? Let's do the sketch. I tell you what I'm going to say. In sketch world, there's a certain kind of 50s vibe in that no matter how much there's gender parity, the doctors are always male, aren't they, in sketches? So strap in for the white heat of egalitarianism, listener, because we're going to change that right now. Laura is going to play Doc.
Welcome to the 90s.
I'll play Dawson, exactly.
You ready?
Yeah.
Come in. Mr. Dawson, is it?
That's right.
Excellent. And what can I help you with today?
Well, Doctor, this is probably nothing.
Yes, that's definitely nothing.
Thought so. Got any grapes?
How did this get ticked?
This is ridiculously self-indulgent.
That slid past three of us.
I think it's a good joke. I think it's a good joke. And the other reason they got ticked is because you didn't write any sketches. So you don't want me to write bad
I'm
sketches.
I'm not saying I'd write anything better. I'm just
the
saying
the only way to
no
stop
need.
A bad man with a sketch is a good man with a sketch. You know.
All I'm saying is it doesn't need the callback to grapes. That's all I'm
saying.
Grape.
It probably doesn't.
Does anyone else have the issue of when going to the doctor, when they say, so how are you at the beginning? You just instinctively say fine thanks.
Yeah, I'm fine, grand, thanks.
And then
yeah. Anyway.
You just have to kind of row that back over the next few minutes
and say I'm actually the worst I've ever felt.
Actually, there's a reason I came to see it. But the way they say it is so conversational that it feels like it's just like a conversational gambit that you just got to reply and they go right, yeah, well.
I mean that,
off you go then.
I mean, that's a sketch there.
And possibly it is, yes.
They've no. Just got time waster written in your notes. Find, like, this twat again. This perfectly healthy Munchausen fucker comes in.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got two things to talk about here. One is we've got Laura's monk story to look
I don't think
to,
it is
so
a story.
Stay tuned for that. Stay tuned for that.
Yeah, come on.
I'm interested to explore, Dan, what possessed you to send us all a video.
We'll never get to monk story.
Cycling up the steepest hill in the world, the steepest street, residential street in the world. And you said afterwards, I thought that might help. Now, rest assured, listener, when I started watching this, I thought something would happen. Either he'd fall off.
Yeah.
Or something amusing, he'd get knocked over, or something would run across his path, or possibly Timmy Mallett would prove himself to be an astonishing cyclist and go up the hill in seconds flat.
Yeah,
none of those things. He just goes up the hill. He's quite tired, but he does manage it.
He
can't really commentate because
he's quite
exhausted. But good lad, he does better than I would. And then he gets to the top of the hill and says, "I have finished going up the hill now." And the video ends.
He also says that
if ever the phrase apropos of nothing needs to be used, it is now. Daniel, explain yourself.
Well, two corrections to your story.
Okay.
What or additions. One, at the end when he gets to the top of the hill, he says, that was epic.
No,
so,
okay. Yeah, he's
you know, he's happy.
He's pleased with himself, that's to be sure.
So he should be.
And the second thing is, I didn't say that it would help. I said that I thought it was relevant.
Yeah, how?
Okay, to what?
Well, I'm not really sure, to be honest. So maybe
you know
what relevant means.
You know that the WhatsApp between us all is only for highbrow comedy. You know that. You know that. And yet you bring Timmy Mallett on a bike saying this is relevant.
To be honest, I was so, so pleased when I found that there was a video of Timmy Mallett saying up the steepest.
Had you searched for it? Just hoping?
No, I hadn't searched for it. It. I can't remember why it appeared on the... I honestly, I'm not sure how it appeared in like the it was a kind of recommended video on something.
If you just got a really weird feed of like Rick Astley tobogganing, yeah. Timmy Mallet going up a hill,
yeah.
It was Chaz and Dave. Just, it was Everest.
And I thought, this is brilliant. I thought Alistair would love it.
I've not watched it, I'm afraid. But
oh!
A friend of mine did once invite Timmy Mallet to a literary festival that they weren't actually running in any way, shape or form.
Amazing. Go
what,
on.
Like, as
what
a
happened?
Date?
No. They found his website and were admiring his paintings and sort of spotted that he had a book out, thought, okay, there's a literary festival coming up. We'll invite Timmy Mallet. They had no jurisdiction to
but
do
they
that.
They weren't involved. That's amazing.
They worked for the company that was organising the literary festival, who were slightly...
Oh, that's something.
The actual organisers were slightly narked when Timmy Mallet got in contact to say, would you like me to come to your literary festival?
Amazing. I'm just going to start inviting people places.
Did he go or did they like put him off?
He did not attend, I'm afraid. I'm sorry to say. I think the book had been out for quite some time and I think probably was sort of Pinky Punky's Top Mallet's Mallet Tips or something like that. So, I mean...
The best end to that story would be that he came and read like an epic poem. Sestina's, and it was the most, and then it was the toast of Oxford.
He was going to cycle there, but it was too high up, so he just couldn't be bothered.
Yeah, Oxford's famously hilly, isn't it?
Exactly.
But the little nugget of information at the beginning of the Mallet video of going up the hill is that he's not just cycling up that hill, he's cycling around the coast of Britain.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, what else has he got going on, to be honest?
His painting's quite good.
Oh, there you go. But anyway, I thought it would amuse and entertain people, so I put it there.
I mean, it's something, for sure.
Yeah.
It's in Harlech, if you want to go there. And
yeah, I've been there. And there's an excellent ice cream shop.
Always telling people about ice cream shops. I feel like all you do is travel around the UK going to ice cream shops.
Well, I mean, I'm not wrong, am I, Alistair?
No, I have been to that ice cream shop with you, and it does do very good ice creams. The place that does
is it at the top of the hill?
It's quite good.
Yes, it's at the top of the hill.
Because you don't want to be doing it at the bottom and then, like, fuck, we better go back to the car, and then you're not going to happen, is it?
Wouldn't be good.
And obviously, it's right next to an awesome castle, one of the best castles there is.
It is also a very good castle.
I think I've been there, actually.
Right, Laura, do your monk story.
Nothing's going to compare to Timmy Mallet on a bike. And this isn't even the sketch about monks that we've just done.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days since Timmy Mallet went up a hill.
I don't think we should do it. I think that's good enough.
Right, in that case, we're just going to assume you fucked a monk.
That's a bit harsh.
You tell me you've got a monk story and you won't tell it.
A monk or me? What?
Oh, imagine fucking a
is
monk
it harsh
and
about
silence.
You?
Just silently.
Yeah, but he'd have the vow of silence.
Just giving you the thumbs up. Yeah, you wouldn't have to be, but it'd be weird to have a completely silent, cowled figure looming atop you.
Cowled! He wouldn't lower it.
He wouldn't lower his cowl, no.
Okay.
Part of the pleasure for you, isn't it? I understand.
The cowl, yeah, that's really what I'm into. Yeah.
Just monks and Batman.
Big two.
Seem to have stopped,
and
haven't
with
we?
That, they were gone.
1,000 Sketches in 1,000 Days was written by the Albion Basement. It was performed by Laura Taylor and Richard Catherall. It was produced by Alistair Turvitt. The music is by The Evenings. See you tomorrow.